going to be number one, Chloe Combs. Number two, Riley Holmes. Number 10, Abby Bennett. Number 12, Ashlyn Fabrizio. And number 15, Madison Dubois. And, of course, all of those names are familiar, as this is the bunch that, they've been playing together for a while now. A lot of them were just freshmen when they started a year ago. And Coach David Miller has got them coming along. They're 8-4 on the year coming into this one. For the All-Lady Comets, be the same lineup that we've seen throughout the season so far. Jayla Reese wearing number 5. Miley Haney at number 14. Mackenzie Smith, number 20. Allie Willard, number 24. And Evan Montgomery, number 34. And, of course, Evan, just a couple of weeks ago in the Battle of the Border tournament at Mammoth Spring, scored her 1,000th high school career point. And congratulations. I was not aware of that at the time that it happened. But told those folks that we would mention that next time we had the game on. So, yeah, congratulations to Evan Montgomery, a 1,000-point scorer in her high school career. I was just about ready to get this one going. Three-man officiating crew on the scene. Both teams are on the sideline getting some final words of encouragement. We'll step away. We'll be back with the tip-off for tonight's first game of our doubleheader. Home Lady Comets, Cats Lady Indians, back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Now we're back at the Alton High School gym getting ready for our game this evening. I want to say thanks to your Alton County boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. The Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Home of the Thayer Walmart store. See here, Alice Ported Living in Thayer. Simpson True Value Hardware in Legacy Auto, Auto Body in Thayer, and Thayer Readiness, all helping to boost the Alton Comets. And we also want to welcome along the Alton Bank and the Bank of Branch Bank of Bank of Birch Street for helping to bring us the game here tonight on K Country 95. Had a little trouble reading those boosters because they turned all the lights out as they introduced the starting lineup. So it was kind of hard to see, but I had most of them memorized. All right, both teams on the sideline getting some final words of encouragement from their coaches, and we will get this one going here. First on the floor, the Cats Lady Indians, Chloe Combs, Riley Holmes, Abby Bettis, Ashlyn Fabrizio, and Madison Dubois. And for the Alton Comets, here they come. Jaylee Reese, Miley Haney, Mackenzie Smith, Allie Willard, and Devin Montgomery. Allie Willard will jump it up, of course, for the Alton Lady Comets, and gets the ball to Mackenzie Smith, Lady Comets. They'll have it first try. Couch going to sit back in a zone defense. Alton going to work around the perimeter. Out on the right side to Haney. Haney out top to Mackenzie Smith. She'll take it back to the right as they reset the offense. Long pass cross court to Montgomery. She throws a skip pass down the corner. Mackenzie Smith goes toward the bucket, pulls up, short jumper, no good. And rebound off to the Cats Lady Indians. Here they come. That was Dubois. Dubois will feed it up top for Combs. Chloe looks over the situation. Alton back in the zone. Kind of a 1-3-1 matchup here. Swing it down to the left side, inside. Now back out in the corner and back on top for Holmes. Holmes goes back to Fabrizio. Now in the right corner to Bettis. Bettis bounces it out to the top. Just being very patient here, working around the perimeter of the Alton Comet zone. Got it on the right side. Moving it toward the top of the key is Combs and gives it up to Fabrizio. Fabrizio back to the top of the key. Working her right side. Defense on her. Here's a pass. Stolen by Haney for Alton. Off to Evan Montgomery to Mackenzie Smith. Misses the layup on the break. We're going to get a foul on the rebound. Couch gets the rebound off the miss. And it'll be a foul on Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie a little frustrated after missing that wide open layup. A little frustration foul on the defensive side. Alton going to come with a little full court pressure here. Couch working up the right sideline. Alton, well, there's another deflection by Haney, but the ball picked up by Couch, and here come the Lady Indians with it. Number 12, Fabrizio, in the lane, kicks it outside. Out to the wing, back in the left corner, out to the wing, and to Combs on top. Chloe, now through free time, gives it in the left corner. Outside for Dubois, she'll swing across court into the lane for Holmes. Couldn't get a shot away, ball stolen by Jaylee Reese. Off to Evan Montgomery, running the floor, scoops it up, no, but a foul to be called. And it'll be Evan Montgomery going to line to shoot two for the Alton Lady Comets. Leave the foul. Be on number one or number 10. Number 10, child will foul. Abby Bettis will be her first. Two-shot foul for Evan Montgomery, and first one is no good. Both teams a little bit nervous here. Huge crowd, as you might imagine, on hand for the festivities here tonight. And the second free throw is good for Montgomery, and the Alton Comets are on top, 1-0, 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Cap bringing it up again out of the backcourt against the 2-2-1 zone press, and they get it across the timeline for Combs. Chloe up the right side, all the way down to the baseline. Got to kick it out in the corner, and the ball went out of bounds. So Combs with a turnover there, pressure defense down to those low blocks. Alton Comets coming the other way with the basketball, 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Alton with the 1-0 lead. And Evan Montgomery brings it across the timeline, swings on the left side. And now inside for Willard. Her shot is up and too hard. No good. The rebound taken by Couch. Here come the Lady Indians. Chloe Combs up the left side. Top, spins to the right. Feeds it inside. Shot up and in. Number 12. That is Fabrizio. Got the bucket. A beautiful pass from Chloe Combs to Fabrizio. Cutting through the lane. Alton with it now in the half court. Montgomery, top of the key, fires a three. That one rims out. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Haney's got it. Back out to Montgomery. Now Mackenzie Smith. He's in the corner for Willard. She'll shoot the three, and it's good. Allie Willard. All 6 feet two of her. Hits a shot from the right corner from behind the three-point line at Alton. Out on top now. Here's a steal by Montgomery in the backcourt for Lady Comets. Goes up with a shot and scores. Alton forced a couple of turnovers now with a full-court pressure, and they lead it 6-2. Couch in the backcourt. Shot up to Chloe Combs. Combs. Gets across the timeline, 3-on-2 opportunity. Combs pulls up in the lane, shoots, no good. Rebound, Montgomery. Evan will slow it down. And working up the floor for Coach Shane Benson, Alton Lady Comets. Bring the right side, Mackenzie Smith, looking down low for Willard. Couldn't get her open. He's back outside to Jaylee Reese. Now Haney, she makes a nice fake, moves in the lane, running one-handed. Good! Miley Haney, the freshman, her first bucket of the night. And it's 8-2, Alton Lady Comets to the lead. Couch is inbounded again in the backcourt. And another steal by Montgomery. She throws it up off the window and good. 5 first quarter points for Evan Montgomery. And we get a timeout call by the Caps. Lady Indians coach David Miller will take timeout with them. 10-2. Alton on top. Back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
All right, we're back after the timeout. 4:36 to go in the first quarter. Alton Lady Comets with a 10-2 lead over the Couch Lady Indians. Has been the pressure defense in the backcourt that forced a couple of turnovers. And these the bucket. And let's see, so here we'll go. And we're back and ready to go. Coach David Miller called that timeout. Alton Lady Comets made a substitution while we were on the break. And checking into the game, Gracie Warren. Warren is in, and who came out? Reese, Jaylee Reese came out. Alton now going to pick up a half-court trap, and they almost take it away from Chloe Combs. She got rid of it to Holmes. Holmes going into the lane, pulls up, running one-handed. Good. That's a nice play. Riley Holmes nice shot, got it up in and over the defense, and that stops a long scoring drought for Cal State. Alton had been on a 10-0 run. Here's Evan Montgomery moving down the right baseline, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound control by Couch. Lady Indian Holmes will hold it out on top. Brings it on the right side. Got us there for Dubois. Dubois goes to Chloe Combs at the top of the key. Her shot from the free throw line. No good. Alton with the rebound. Evan Montgomery, long pass up the court to Miley Haney. Lays it up and in. Good view of the floor there. And a seat of the floor. That's a beautiful assist by Evan Montgomery. Here's Couch breaking the press, going the other way. Shot is up. No. Evan's going to get a rebounding foul. It'll be called on the Alton Lady Comets. Foul will be on number three, as is Gracie Warren. Substitution for the Lady Comets now, Jaylee Reese. We'll check back in the game. Gracie Warren will come to the Comet bench. 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Alton up by eight. Couch with a basketball inbound under their own bucket. They swing it into the middle of the Combs. Her shot partially blocked by Willard. Rebound Couch. But a back up no good. And rebound is going to be a held ball as Jaylee Reese and Abby Bettis got tied up. And the ball belonged to the Couch Lady Indians again. Okay. Couch triggered and Bettis will trigger. And she brings it in out front for Combs. Combs trying to make a move in the middle. Turn. Shoots the jumper. No, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on number 14, Miley Haney, her first and the third team foul in the first quarter against the Alton Lady Comets. Comes with 3:31 to play in the quarter. And a free throw by Chloe Combs is up. First one, no good. A couple of substitutions for Couch. Number 25 checks into the game, Mariah Brooks. And number, was it 23, Crowder? We'll sort the numbers out here. Second free throw is up for Combs, and it's good. Her first point of the night. And it makes it a 7-point game. Alton with the lead and the ball. Montgomery up to Reese. Lobbed it to a high post for Haney. Back out top, McKenzie Smith for three. That one bounces off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Ashlyn Fabrizio. He works it up the right side of the floor, gets to the defense. Now Bettis take it down the corner. Pass in the middle is going to be deflected, loose on the floor. Picked up by Brooks, and she is finally tied up. And the hell ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comets. 3:06 to go in the first quarter. 12-5, Alton by 7. Evan Montgomery crosses the big A in the middle of the floor here at the Alton High School. Feeds it on the left side for Haney. Haney going down to the baseline. Lobs it inside to Willard. She'll step to the bucket, count it, and a foul. Allie Willard, her second bucket of the game. She's got 5 points. And she'll go to the line, shoot the one-shot free throw. Fouls on number 10, Abby Bettis. That'll be her second of the game. And the second team foul on the Castle Lady Indians here in the quarter. Willard hits the free throw. Gives her sixth in the game and a quick substitution. Trantham, Emma Trantham, will check into the game. Mackenzie Smith out for the Alton Lady Comets. Again, full court pressure by the Lady Comets. Couch inbounds it to Fabrizio. And they finally get up the floor to Combs. Combs has it poked away from behind, but it'll roll out of bounds on the inline. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball with 2:49 to go in the first quarter. First game of our doubleheader. We'll have the varsity boys coming up for you immediately following this one. Alton and Couch. That'll be another good one. There's the inbound play. Inside it goes for Couch to Fabrizio. Couldn't hit the shot and gets their own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Fabrizio with the bucket. And Fabrizio now with 4 points in the first quarter for Couch. Alton with it in the half court. Get it to Haney in the corner. Haney on the left side. Misses the shot and a rebound. Taken by Allie Willard. She was over the back of the Couch Lady Indians. Foul on Willard will be her first. And team foul number 4. Couch will start shooting free throws. On the next foul against the Alton Lady Comets. We still got 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Couch breaks the full court pressure. 2-on-2 situation. Ball in the middle is going to be deflected by Trantham and goes out of bounds. That's a nice play by Emma Trantham. Got back on defense. Knocked that ball away from the middle. Couch will inbound it on the inline. Got it into Combs. Her short jumper is up and no good. Trantham yanks down the rebound. Gives it out to Montgomery. Evan takes it up the left side. Gets to the three-point line. Now back to back out to the wing. Cross court she goes to Haney for three more. That one's off the back rim. No good. Rebound run down to the corner by Reese Fralt. Now to Montgomery. Quick trigger on the three. That one wouldn't fall. Rebound back to the Alton Lady Comets. Basket is up and good. That was Allie Willard. And Willard now with 8 points in the first quarter. 17-7. Alton with 10. A 10-point lead. Here's the travel in the backcourt. You may call on the count for the Lady Indians. Mariah Brooks trying to stop. Oh, the defense working for Coach Shane Benson and his Alton Lady Comets. They forced another couch turnover. It's 17-7. Alton with the ball and the lead. Minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Mackenzie Smith got it on the left side. Out front to Montgomery. Lings it down to Haney. Haney driving the baseline, running one-handed. Good. Molly Haney with 6 points. The freshman's been impressive here in the first quarter. And it's a 12-point Alton Lady Comets lead. And again, Alton going to jump the ball when it comes across mid. Corbett Combs got rid of it. Gets it back. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound is taken by Emma Trantham. Out to Montgomery. Montgomery. Long pass up the floor. Got it to Mackenzie Smith. What a catch. Emma Smith going up with a shot. It was blocked. And it'll go out of bounds. And substitutions for Couch, Holmes, and Dubois check back in the ballgame. Bettis and Brooks are out. Alton on the inbound. Got it into Willard, into the paint, or into the bucket. Goes up with a shot. It is blocked, but a foul is going to be whistled on number 12, Fabrizio. Ashlyn Fabrizio. First on her, 13 foul on the Couch Lady Indians there in the first quarter. And Dally Willard going to the line to shoot two. First one is up, Ellen. Rolls off the rim, no good. Willard, who has 8 points in the first quarter. Number 24 puts it on the right hand, pushes it up. That one's good. Willard now with 9 in the quarter. And the All-Lady Comets out to a 13-point lead. Couch will bring it to the half-court line. Combs will give it up to Holmes. Holmes pushes up the floor. Back to Combs. She feeds it off in the corner. And the bucket for number 12, Fabrizio. He's got 6 in the quarter for Couch. Under a minute to go now here in the first quarter. Alton got it in the half-court set. Montgomery, long 3-point shot, and she made it. My goodness, she shot that thing from way downtown for 3. She's got 8 in the quarter. Here's Combs with a long 3 on the other end for Couch. No good. Rebound for Fabrizio. She couldn't score. And we get a out of bounds, and we'll go to the Alton Lady Comets with 31 seconds to go. Substitution for Alton. Shaylee Reese back in the game. Emma Trantham. We'll check out. 23-9, Alton with a chance here to make it a 25-point quarter. Out on the left side to Mackenzie Smith, back out top for Montgomery. Now Haney. Haney crosses the top of the key to Montgomery. Long 3 again. That one's off the mark. Rebound in the paint to Willard. Couldn't score. And it's going to be called for a foul on the putback. And number 24, Allie Willard, will pick up her second foul in the first quarter, and that is the 15th foul. But it was an offensive foul. And Willard went over the back on the rebound, so Couch won't shoot the free throw. 23-9, 10 seconds to go. Combs crosses the timeline, goes to the top of the key, leaves the ball on the left side to Dubois. Dubois, not a double dribble, no call. 4 seconds now, Combs with it. She'll fire one from just outside the three-point line. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. High score, 23-9. Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Couch Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. Back to your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
It's time for our second quarter of action here at the Alton High School Gym. Everybody having a good time out of the old ball game tonight. Again, before the ball game, they honored the Alton basketball team from the 1953-54 season. And between the girls and boys varsity games, they're going to honor the team from 93-94. I would imagine a lot of those guys will be here. But it was kind of cool to see legendary coach Carl Mack Johnson here tonight as they honored the 53-54 team. Finished fourth in the state that year in Class B. Old Lady Collins with a steal. Mackenzie Smith driving to the rim. Couldn't score the layup, but she's fouled from behind. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. Alton with another steal. And the foul is on Fabrizio. It'll be her second of the game. And Mackenzie Smith going to the free throw line. Mackenzie didn't score in the first quarter for the Lady Comets. She'll put up a couple here. And that one's up off the back iron. No good. The boy Couch has got number 11 in the ballgame. I don't have that number listed. We'll find out who that is. Second free throw for Smith. No good. Rebound. Emma Trantham couldn't follow it up for Alton. And the rebound taken by the Council Lady Indians. They get up the floor. Number one with it, Combs. She'll slow things down. Run it from the top. Feeds it right side. Now in the corner. The ball goes off the hands of Bettis. Or excuse me, Holmes, number two, and out of bounds. And number 11 for the Council Lady Indians. We're looking at a program here. It's not in the program. Oh, with the ball after the turnover. Mackenzie Smith works it around to the right side. Got it in the corner for Reese. Reese going to Haney. Back out Montgomery. She eyes a three. Fires away. And it's good. Evan Montgomery with her second three-point of the night. Her first player in double figures. She's got 11 in the game. We're still early. And here's a steal by Mackenzie Smith in the half-court defense. Swings up the floor to Miley Haney. The freshman runs it down. Waits for somebody to come help her. Gives it to Trantham. And she puts it up in here. Emma Trantham, her first two of the game. That's 28-9. Alton with a lead. Alton 5-0. Here's a steal by Montgomery. Montgomery drops it off to Haney, trailing the play. She scores the layup. Haney kind of on a roll right now. 30-9. Alton with a lead. 6:43 to go in the first half. We get a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Well, the Alton Lady Comets defense has been really good tonight. They forced a number of turnovers, and they've run out to a 30-9 lead with 6:43 to go in the first half. Led by Evan Montgomery, the senior, with the 11 in the ballgame. She's hit 2 3-pointers. Couch going the other way after the timeout. The Comets take it away again. Evan Montgomery, the 2-on-1 to Haney for the layup. She missed it, and the rebound goes off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets and out of bounds. Emma Trantham. Trailing the play, had to go off her leg. Substitution for Couch. Number one, Chloe Combs to the bench. Number 10 back in, that is Abby Bettis. And it'll be Alton basketball. Lady Comets inbound. Got to wait for Evan Montgomery to tie her shoe. Got it tied up. Looking in the middle, nobody open. They'll kick it out to Haney. Haney driving the baseline out of the corner. Kick it back out to Montgomery. In the lane to Smith, now right side. For Warren, Gracie, kick it back out to the top, over to Haney on the left side. The freshman fires the three, and it's good. Miley Haney now with the 11, and that is the fourth three-pointer hit by the Lady Comets here in the first half. As a team, 33-9, Alton with a lead. Couch with the ball, out top. They got it to Holmes. Holmes will back it out. Swing circle, restart the offense. Wings there, right side for Brooks. Brooks to the left. That's to Fabrizio. She'll kick it around to the right side. Now in the corner for Bettis, or should be Holmes. Holmes will back it out. Give it top of the key to Brooks. Mariah to the right side. No, into the lane. That ball stolen by Mackenzie Smith. Alton with a 2-on-1 again. Smith going all the way to the bucket. She gets fouled. Didn't score. And that was a good play there by Mariah Brooks. Didn't let her get the layup out of her hands. Fouled her before she could add the lead. And she'll force Mackenzie Smith to go back and shoot two free throws. Foul on Mariah Brooks, her first of the game. And a free throw is up. It is no good by McKenzie Smith. McKenzie has not scored. Had a rough time shooting the basketball. Substitution now for Alton. Lily Haddock will check into the ballgame. Evan Montgomery going to get a little rest. Well, Coach Benson's already gone, eight deep on that Comet bench. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by the Cats Lady Indians. Fabrizio's got it. Wings the right side for Bettis. Abby brings it across the timeline. Alton back in the zone defense. Cats working around the perimeter. Out on top is Brooks. Brooks now to the left side for Fabrizio. And she traveled with the basketball. So Fabrizio calls for the travel. Alton will get it back, inbounded on the near side with 5:20 to go in the first half. Alton has outscored Couch 10-0 in the first 3 minutes of this second quarter. Here's a shot by McKenzie Smith, a three off the right wing, no good. And a rebound taken by Couch. Lady Indians pushing it up. That's Abby Bennett going all the way into the lane. Throws one up, high arching shot, no good. And Trantham down rebound for Alton, and Lady Collins with a two-on-one opportunity again. Haney got a wraparound pass for number 23, Haddock, and the ball deflected out of bounds by the defense. Good job for the Cats Lady Indians. Get back to stop the Comets. We have substitution here. Number 1, Chloe Combs will check in. Number 10, Abby Bettis will go to the couch bench. Alton run the inbound play. Got it in. Or number 23, Haddock in the corner, driving into the lane, throws up a shot. No good. And rebound taken by the Cats Lady Indians. Push it up to Combs. Combs will cross over dribble, top of the key, pulls up free throw line jumper. Good! Chloe Combs with her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. That's the first bucket for Couch. In the second quarter, and we're 3.5 minutes into it. Alton working the ball on the perimeter. Got it out top for McKenzie Smith. Long pass down to Gracie Warren in the left corner. She'll lob it inside, trying to get it to Emma Trantham, and the ball goes over her head out of bounds. And substitutions now for Alton. Jaylee Reese, Allie Willard, and Evan Montgomery all check back in the ballgame. And three Lady Comets come off. Get the high five from Coach Shane Benson as they go to the bench. 33-11, Alton by 22. There's a steal out front by Evan Montgomery. Montgomery off on the 2-on-none. She'll take it. Oh, misses the layup. Rebound taken by Haney. Back to Montgomery. She scores. She is shaking her head. She was couldn't believe she missed that wide-open layup. But her teammate, the freshman, set her up, got the bucket anyway. Here comes Couch with it. Number 25, Brooks, has it out on top. Bounce passes to the left side to Dubois. Dubois dribbles out to the top. Hands it off there to Combs. Combs, left side for Fabrizio. Three-point shot is up. That one's off the mark. Montgomery with the rebound. Evan pushing it. A two-on-two. Evan with a nice step to the bucket. Puts it in off the window. Evan Montgomery now with 15 in the half. They still got 3:30 to go in the second quarter. Couch with her on the other end. Long shot is up on the way. No good. Rebound to Lady Indians. Back up and in. Number 1, Chloe Combs. She has scored the only two baskets the Couch has scored here in this second quarter. All go right side for Alton. Working around the perimeter of the zone. They'll dump it inside for Willard. She spins to her right. Shoots. No, but she's fouled. It'll go to line. And shoot two more free throws. And foul goes to number 15, Madison Dubois. And that'll be team foul number 3 on the Couch Lady Indians here in the second quarter. Alton's been called for 9. First free throw for Willard is up and no good. And substitution for Couch. Fabrizio comes out with those two fouls. Number 23, Emma Crowder. We'll check in the game for Couch. Free throws up for Willard. This one's no good. Missed this one on the left side. First one off the right side. And she over-adjusted, missed it off the left. And rebound goes down in the corner, out of bounds, off the hands of the Couch Lady Indians. So Alton will trigger it in. Evan Montgomery along the baseline. Lobs it into Willard, out at the top of the key. Stepping it back to Montgomery. Now Haney, she'll fire the three. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Montgomery got it, gives it off to Reese. She missed, but Willard follows it up, and Allie Willard now with double figures. She's got 11. It is 39-13. Couch with a little give and go inside to Combs, and she'll pass it one more time. Got it to Dubois. Ball taken away from her. Evan Montgomery with the basketball. Long feed up the court to Haney. She misses the shot. Rebound McKenzie Smith. She'll back it out. Alton will reset in the right corner to Haney. Finally brings it out to the wing. Feeds it on top to Montgomery. open for the three. Bingo! Evan Montgomery, now with 18 in the first half, that is her third made three-pointer. Here's Combs with it for Couch on the other end. Feeds it down to the baseline for Crowder. Crowder spins, dribbles across the lane, throws up a hook shot, and they're going to call it on the floor before the shot. That's a nice play by number 23, Emma Crowder. Foul to be on number 24, Allie Willard, going to call it on the floor. But that is foul number three on Allie. And Emma Trantham will check right back in the ballgame for Coach Benson and the All-Lady Counter. Now Evan Montgomery comes off the floor as who checked in. Gracie Warren back in for Alton. Couch running the inbound play here. After the foul, got it into Chloe Combs. Combs up with a shot in the lane. No good. Rebound comes down to Clayton. She couldn't score. Gives it outside. And the shot is up, no good. Here's a block by Trantham. And the loose ball to Mackenzie Smith. She drives the floor, lays it up and in. Count it and a foul. Mackenzie Smith gets on the scoreboard here in the first half. He'll go to the line, shoot for the three-point play. Foul's on number two, Riley Holmes. That will be her first. Substitution for Alton here. Miley Haney will check out. Number 23, Lily Haddock, will check in. And to the free throw line, Mackenzie Smith, looking for her third point in the first half. This one is up and good. So Mackenzie Smith with 3 points. That makes it a 45-13 lead. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Couch with it. Right side. Now back out on top for Brooks. Brooks takes it to the right side. Gives it to Chloe Combs. Combs, a little crossover dribble going down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out in the corner. Now back inside. And number 20, Clayton, trying to get open for a shot. Couldn't. And we get a 3 second in the lane call against the Couch Indians. Substitution here. Jessica Green will check into the ball game for the Alton Lady Comets. And Jaylee Reese in there along with Haddock. Haddock's got it down the right side, dribbles down to the baseline, backs it out, and gives it there. Now cross-court pass intended for Warren. Ball deflected by the defense, goes out of bounds. Minute 22 to go in the half. It's been all Alton Lady Comets. Led 23-9 at the end of one quarter, and they lead it now 45-13. And everybody on the roster has played in this one in the first half. Alton working it down to the right side. Got it in the corner for Green. Jessica driving the baseline, trying to feed it into the middle. She gets fouled on the drive. It'll be a blocking foul called against the Couch Lady Indians. We'll check the number here. Foul's on number 23. That is Crowder. Emma call for her first. And that's the 15th foul in the second quarter. Alton's only been called for one. And a free throw. First one is up and no good for the Alton Lady Comets. And number 12 out there, that is Jessica Green, going to shoot another one. This one is up and no good. The rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Alton. It'll be Couch Indian ball with a minute 12 to go in the first half. 45-13, Alton with the lead. Alton Lady Comet basketball brought to you by Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn and Shelter Insurance. Norm Hollis from Alton. Good to see Norm here watching game across the way. Couch with it. Out on top, number two, Holmes gets tied up by the defense. And pass goes cross-court and deflected out of bounds by the Alton defense. Ball will belong to the Couch Lady Indian. Number 25, Mariah Brooks will trigger it in. Riley Holmes will bring it up out of the backcourt. 55 seconds to go. Ball goes right back to Brooks. Brooks will give it out top for Combs. Combs spins against the defense at the top of the key. Now feeds it back outside. And around the horn it goes. Combs with it on the right side wing. Chloe swings around to the left side for Holmes. She shoots a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound to Crowder. She couldn't follow it up. And the rebound deflected in the corner. And run down by Jaylee Reese. Long pass up the floor to Warren. Gracie back to Reese. Now on the right side for Green. Thought about the three. Instead gives it off to Haddock. Haddock missed the first shot. Got her own rebound. Then Gracie Warren with a rebound. She can't score. Trantham with a rebound. Can't score. And another rebound here for Jaylee Reese. Reese got it off to Haddock, who drives down the middle of the floor. She gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. 10 seconds to play in the first half. Foul is against number 23, Emma Crowder for Couch. And at the line shooting two, number 23 for Alton, Lily Haddock. Lily played quite a bit here in the first quarter. It's not her first half. It's not scored. Well, now she has. Lily Haddock hits the free throw, her first point of the game. Six different Lady Comets have scored on their way to 46 points in the first half. And the second free throw is no good. Combs rebounds it, brings it to the top of the key on the other end. Leaves it over to us. Up through it over to Brooks. Brooks gave it back to Combs, and Combs got tied up, and the hell ball belongs to the Alton Lady Comets with 2.3 seconds to go. Here goes Warren. Warren, long shot is no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 46-13. Alton Lady Comets scored 23 points in both the first two quarters. They lead it over the Calf Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Now back here at the Alton High School gym, it's halftime, the first game of our doubleheader. And the Alton Lady Comets are cruising right now. They lead the Cass Lady Indians 46-13 at the intermission. Alton, I mentioned before we took the break, they scored 23 points in the first quarter, 23 more in the second for a 46-point half against the Cass Lady Indians. And it's just been the defense, been the difference in this one for the Alton Lady Comets. And that and the fact that they shot the ball extremely well, especially Evan Montgomery and Miley Haney. Both have shot the ball very well from the perimeter. And, of course, Allie Willard, the big senior, or the big junior, Allie Willard, also rebounded the ball. She is in double figures as well. So Alton using the full-court press, to force the turnover, to get a couple of easy buckets, and just the pressure defense in the zone when Couch had the ball in the half court. It just prevented Couch from getting the ball where they want it to be to take shots. Matter of fact, they held Couch to just 4 points in the second quarter. Again, we're at halftime. Alton leads it over Couch, 46-13. On a night, a very special night here at the Alton High School Gym, and I was so proud this was part of our broadcast schedule, as they are honoring two of their Final Four teams here at Alton High School. The first Final Four team ever from Alton, the 53-54 team that ended up finishing fourth. By the way, in that season, they went 32-8 is what we learned here tonight. And the head coach of that team, which I still think is just super cool, Carl Mack Johnson, he was here in attendance. I think somebody said he's 90 years old, came all the way from Kentucky to be here. And that was just really a cool moment to see him take the floor out there and get the accolades and honored by the huge crowd here at the Alton High School gym. And they also, coming up between the two ball games tonight, we're going to honor the class of 93-94, which went to the Final Four. So we'll hear more about that between ball games. So, now, big crowd on hand and looking for a good win here tonight. All right, again, it's halftime. Our score, 46-13. Alton Lady Comets with the lead. We've got about 6 minutes left in the half. We'll take a little bit of time here and step away for a break. And we'll be back with the first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Well, back here at the Alton High School gym, it's halftime of our first game of our doubleheader. The Alton Lady Comets lead the Cass Lady Indians by a score of 46-13. Let's check the scoring for Couch. They're led by Ashlyn Fabrizio. She has 6 of their 13 points. Chloe Combs has added 5 and 2 for Riley Holmes. For the Alton Lady Comets, they're led by Evan Montgomery. The senior's got 18, 11 for the junior, Allie Willard, and 11 for the freshman, Miley Haney. Mackenzie Smith with 3 and 1 for Lily Haddock. Emma Trantham with 2 off the bench for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with more Alton Lady Comet basketball in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories, or 20. red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, just about ready to get our second half started here. We come to you from the Alton High School gym. And first of three nights of basketball this week here on the Ecom Sports Network. Tomorrow, weather permitting, and I know Tim's back in the studio, correct me if I'm wrong, but tomorrow the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be playing in the Kell Classic. We'll have that game for you on the radio. And then end of the week will depend somewhat on what happens with the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Because semifinals tomorrow, the Kell Classic. We do have it scheduled to bring you the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in the finals of the tournament if they win in the semifinals on Wednesday. And that would be on Saturday. So a lot of that is going to be weather permitting. And, you know, this weather is just kind of crazy here in the Ozarks. All right, we're about ready to go. All right, 8 minutes on the clock. Both teams taking a break from their warm-up, and we are just about ready for the second half. And check the starting lineup here in the second half for the Cats Lady Indians. It'll be Combs, Holmes, Bettis, Fabrizio, and Dubois. And for the Alton Lady Comets, same lineup, starting the ballgame, Jaylee Reese, Miley Haney, Mackenzie Smith, Allie Willard, and Evan Montgomery. Couch will have the ball, and here we go. Start of our third quarter. And again, if you joined us late, 46-13 score to half. Alton with a lead over the Couch Lady Indians. And we get foul call on the inbound. Foul call on Mackenzie Smith. Couch will inbound it again. They've got it. They're on the offensive end working against the Alton defense. Nice move in the middle. Number one, Chloe Combs. Little turnaround jumper in the paint. Got up over Willard, and that'll be the first 2 points of the second half. And seven down the game for Chloe Combs. Alton with the basketball. Out on top, Mackenzie Smith. Working against the defense. Makes it to the right side. Wings across court, Evan Montgomery. Evan going to Haney. Oh, that ball too far out in front. It is stolen by Couch. Combs coming the other way with it. She lost the handle. Had the loose ball run down in the middle of the floor by Mackenzie Smith. Kicks it up the floor to Willard. Willard down low, putting the shot up, no, gets her own rebound, and gets fouled on the foot back. She'll go to the line, and we'll shoot two. Foul on the Cats Lady Indians, number 12. That is Ashlyn Fabrizio, her third in ball game. Allie Willard back to the free throw line. First free throw here is up, and bounces off the left side of the rim, no good. Allie has scored 11 in the first half, hit a three to open up her scoring on the night. Hit a couple of free throws. And another one here is up, and it's good. Bill Willard with the first point of the second half for Alton. And the Comets lead it 47-15. Cats Lady Indians, Chloe Combs up. Leads it on the left side. Long shot is up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor, taken by Couch. They lose it, and Willard's got it. Willard to Haney. Haney lobs it up to Montgomery. The ball poked away and out of bounds by the defense. Abby Bettis, number 10. Goes racing back to knock that ball away from Evan Montgomery. The ball will trigger it in with 7 minutes to go in the third. Montgomery looks in the lane. Nobody getting open. Kicks it cross court to Mackenzie Smith for three, and it's good off the right wing. Mackenzie Smith with her first three-pointer of the night. She's got six in the game. 6:50 to go, third. Couch working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Combs in the lane. Pulls up with a jumper that's no good. Rebound taken by Fabrizio. She goes back up and in for the Cats Lady Indians. That's 8 points for Fabrizio. Alton with it on the left side. Haney takes it from the wing, drives to baseline, hands it off to Willard, misses the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Allie Willard didn't go up real strong with the first shot, but got her own rebound, got the other one up over the front of the rim. 52-17, Alton with the lead. Cats with the basketball. They kick it out top for Bettis. Bettis lobs it on the right side to Chloe Combs. Now back out front for Holmes. Holmes on the right side. Shot is up for Dubois. No good. Rebound in the lane to the Cats Lady Indians. There's the return. No good. Rebound to the Alton Lady Comets. Willard got the board. Out to Haney. Haney driving up to the baseline. And you might have heard that on the side. Coach Shane Benson wants a timeout. 52-17. Alton with a lead. 5:57 to go. in the third quarter. We'll take time out. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, 52-17, the Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Lady Indians here. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. It's been all night long. They raced out to a 23-9 lead at the end of one. Led 46-13 at halftime. And they inbound the ball now down along the baseline. Gathered in for Miley Haney, freshman. Swings it out on top. The Willard had a toe on the line. Shoots it good from just inside the three-point line. Allie Willard now with 16 points in the ballgame. Liked about 3 inches being a three-pointer. And there's a shot on the other end by Chloe Combs. That is a three for Couch, and it's good. And Combs now with 5 points already in the third quarter. Alton with it, working on the perimeter. Got the ball to Miley Haney on the dribble on the wing. Goes cross-court with a pass to Jaylee Reese. Reese pulls it down, swings it on the left side back to Haney. She takes the drive to the corner, feeds it cross-court to Warren. She lobs it down to Willard. Count it, and one. Allie Willard banks it in off the window and will be fouled on the play. Foul goes against number 10. That is Abby Bettis. That'll be number 3 on Bettis. Willard now with 18 points in the game. She has scored 7 already this quarter. Is that right? And a free throw is up and no good. Now, 1, 3, 5, 7. 7 for Willard in the quarter after scoring 11 in the first half. And Couch with it on the other end now. Combs gets the ball down low, forces a pass inside to Carly Clayton, and it goes out of bounds, and Clayton got fouled as she went up for a shot. They're going to call the foul on number 3, Gracie Warren. That'll be number 2 on Gracie's side. And at the free throw line, number 20, Carly Clayton for the Couch Lady Indians. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Substitution now for Alton. Allie Willard will get a little rest here midway through the third quarter. Emma Trantham will check into the game. Second shot for Clayton is up and rattles it home. So Carly Clayton off the bench with her first point of the game. Makes it a 56-21 score. Alton Lady Comets with it. Got it through Warren on the right side wing. One dribble. Cross court goes to Haney. Haney bounces it to the elbow. Keeps it back outside. Shot is on the way. It is good. Mackenzie Smith. It's her second three of the quarter. Both of them in that exact same spot. And McKenzie now with 9 points in the ballgame. 6 in this quarter on the 2 3-pointer. Couch working it around the perimeter of the defense. Got the ball down inside. Bucket is up and good. That was Fabrizio. We'll get credit for the basket. Right? That's her 10th point. Alton quickly back the other way with 4:24 to go in the third. The ball around the perimeter. Going to lob it inside to Trantham. Trantham pulls up with a shot, and it's good. Emma Trantham off the bench with 4 points for the Lady Comets. 61-23. Alton with a big lead. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Couch swings it around the perimeter. They take it into the lane. Now back out. Looking at a cutter inside. Nobody open. Comb to put it on the floor. Move into the free throw circle. Had to pass it back outside. The ball is deflected. And goes off for the Couch Lady Indians. Bettis couldn't catch up to it. And the Alton Lady Comets will inbound the ball with 3:54 to go. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Mackenzie Smith will take it from Jaylee Reese and bring it into the front court. Brings it over to Reese on the wing. Back out to Smith. To Haney for 3. That one rattles off the rim. Trantham with a rebound throw. That one wouldn't fall. And the rebound comes down to Abby Bettis. Poor Couch. She races up the floor looking to go to the bucket. Put the shot up. No good, but she's fouled on the drive. I believe they'll get Mackenzie Smith, number 20, for this one. Yeah, they do. Foul on Mackenzie will be her third of the game. And number 23 to check in, Lily Haddock for the Alton Lady Comets. After the first free throw by Bettis, it's on the way and it's good. First point of the game for Abby Bettis. Makes it a 61-24 Alton Lady Comet lead. Mackenzie Smith off the floor after picking up that third foul. 3:35 to go in the third. Second free throw, good for Bennett. 2 points for Abby here in the quarter. And the All-Lady Comets with the ball. Haney trying to force one inside to Trantham. Knocked away by the defense, but Trantham wins the fight, gets it back. Here's a little give-and-go action. Here's the cutter on the baseline. That is Gracie Warren with two. Nice pass by the freshman, Miley Haney. She hit Gracie Warren in stride along the baseline for the easy layup. Couch working around the perimeter again. Got the ball to Combs. Chloe leans on the right side for Holmes. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Sees it on the top. And back over to Combs. Now in the corner for Fabrizio. Her three-pointer's good. Ashlyn Fabrizio now with 13 points in the game for the Cats Lady Indians. Alton with it. Haney trying to answer on the other end. That one rattles in and out. No good. And rebound taken by Couch. There goes Bettis up the floor, all the way to the bucket. Has it poked away and then off her leg and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball. And Chloe Combs will check out of the game here. Number 25, Mariah Brooks will check in for the Couch Lady Indians. Alton brings up out of the backcourt. 2.5 minutes to play in the third. Alton with a huge lead. Lady Comet working around the perimeter of the Couch zone. And now Haney drops it out of bounds. That was going to Miley Haney, right through her hands and out of bounds. So, substitution, Mackenzie Smith will check in. Haney checks out. And she'll get a little rest on the sideline. Couch bringing the ball into the front court. Bettis out on top. A little crossover dribble, trying to get the inside ball poked away. Taken by Alton. They'll get up to Mackenzie Smith on the breakout, and it's good. Mackenzie now is 11. She is the fourth Lady Comet in double figures. And we're still in the third quarter. Here's Couch coming the other way. Shot by Holmes is up, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Holmes got it. Mackenzie Smith got it up the floor to Haddock. She goes to the bucket. Couldn't hit the layup, but she's fouled on the drive. And she'll go to the line and will shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 25. That is Mariah Brooks, her second. And it's free throw line, Lily Haddock, number 23. First one is up and good. Haddock now with 2 points. She's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Substitution for Alton. Number 12, Jessica Green will check in. Jaylee Reese will come out. And now the free throw is up and good for Haddock. So Lily with 3 points on the line. And it's 67-28. Alton by 39 with a minute 53 to go in the third quarter. Couch with it on the offensive end. Brooks takes it to the wing. Now back out top on the dribble. Dumping it to the high post. Now back out in the corner for Dubois. She's trying to drive the baseline. And ball goes out of bounds. But a foul going to be whistled on the Alton Lady Comets. Foul will be on number 12 for Alton. That is Jessica Green. Non-shooting foul. 14th foul on the Lady Comets here in the quarter. Couch got the ball inside on the inbound to Carly Clayton. She tried to go up with a shot, and it was blocked. Nice defense by Trantham. Couch looking to trigger it in again. Going to have to hurry. They beat the 5 second call. Got it to Dubois. Her shot is up, no good. Emma Trantham with a rebound. After Mackenzie Smith running the floor. Mackenzie all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Mackenzie Smith with 13. And it's a 41 point lead for the Alton Lady Comets with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. There's Couch looking to get the ball into the paint. They do, but it's stolen away by Mackenzie Smith. She gets it out front for Haddock, who scores the layup. Lily now with 5 points. 71-28. Alton with a lead. Couch with the ball. Looking outside, nobody open. They'll get it to Dubois on the right side wing. Kicked it out on top for Brooks. Brooks on the left side. And now right back to the right side for Holmes. She'll fire a three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. The rebound. Off the hands of the Couch Lady Indians. Out of bounds. And it'll be Alton ball, 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll be under the turbo clock for the fourth quarter. And here we go, 45 seconds to go. Ball goes to the left side for Haddock. Haddock swings it out on top and over to the right side. And now back out top to Mackenzie Smith. Smith gives it up, gets it back. Now feeds it out to Green. Green will back it out to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie, left corner here. For Gracie Warren, Gracie swings it left or across court for Haddock. Haddock into the lane with a running one-hander is no good. Well, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the play. Foul will be on number 2. Lily Holmes will be her second. And going to the free throw line, number 23, Lily Haddock. Haddock has come off the bench and scored 5 in the game tonight. And she'll shoot another one here. That one bounces off the back of the rim, no good. Littlemore wrist in that shot. Littlemore flip. Exactly right. That one is up. Look at there. Littlemore flip. And, well, still didn't go in. So much we know, April. Second shot, no good. Here come the Cats Lady Indians down by a bunch. 71-28. 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the right side for Dubois. Dubois will back it out. And just dribble up there. Dalton's still back in the zone. Boy, they're really pressuring in that zone. Ball back outside, and there's the buzzer to end the third quarter. 71-28. Alton Lady Thomas with the lead over the Cats Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pawn, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
We're back and ready for our fourth quarter here. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Cats Lady Indians, 71-28. Alton has scored by quarter, 23-23, and now 25 points for 71 through three quarters of play. And folks, they have played everybody on the roster. In fact, the Lady Comets have 3, 6, 7 different players who have scored, 4 of them in double figures, led by Evan Montgomery with 18. Allie Willard also with 18, 13 for Mackenzie Smith, and 11 for Miley Haney. Reading it out, good balance scoring. Subs are out there now. Alton with it. Number 23 is Haddock, top of the key. Swings on the left side to Jaylee Reese. Back over to Haddock. Spins away from the defense. Gives it up to Jessica Green. In the right corner to Reese. Reese doubled it inside for Emma Trantham. Ball poked away by the defense and picked up by Couch. Here come the Lady Indians. Number 25 is Mariah Brooks. And she's going to be called for carrying the basketball. We call for the violation. So the Alton Lady Comets will inbound it. 7:20 and counting to go. We are under the turbo clock here. The mercy rule in effect with Alton leading 71-28. And they'll get into the half-court set here. Number 12 with it, Jessica Green, trying to lob the ball cross-court. Almost stolen by Cones, but Alton got it back and inside. For Lily Haddock, and she scores again. Lily now with 7 off the bench for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. We're down under 7 minutes to play. Couch with it. Brooks way out front. Kicks up to Chloe Combs on the left side. Combs, 23. Here's a shot for Couch, no good. And on a rebound, we got a crash to the floor, crashing. It'll be a foul on the Cats Lady Indians. Number 23, Emma Crowder. As I believe with Haddock had inside position, and Crowder went up from behind, and they got kind of tangled up, drug her to the court, or to the floor. So Alton will get it after a turnover. First team foul here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes to go in the game. Don't forget second half for a doubleheader. I'll be a dandy in the boys' game. Alton and Couch always is. Big Oregon County rivalry. Here's the shot. For the Alton Lady Comets, no good. Emma Trantham down the rebound, puts it back up and in. Trantham now with 6 points off the Alton bench. And Alton leads it 75-28. Couch working it to the left side. Now back out on top. Got it over to Brooks. Mariah, a bounce one to the elbow, and it's deflected. Now intercepted by the defense. We get a scramble And the loose ball is going to belong to the Caps Lady Indians on the alternating possession rule. Mariah Brooks will inbound it from the scorer's table. Got it to Chloe Combs. Out between the circles. She'll back it out a little bit. And now work it to the left side. Got it there to Brooks. Brooks looking to go to the right. Bounces it on the right wing to Combs. Combs into the free throw circle. Oh, lost it. Picked up by Gracie Warren. Warren gets it over to number 23, Haddock. Haddock couldn't hit the shot. And then Transom with the rebound. Puts it back up at ease. Emma Transom now off the bench with 8 for the Lady Comets. Alton leads it 77-28. And there's almost a steal by Jaylee Reese, but the ball goes out of bounds. Couch kind of telegraphing that pass. It's about the last 4 or 5 possessions in a row. They brought it to the top and then just swung it to the left side wing, really without even looking anywhere else. Here's substitution for Couch number 20, Carly Clayton, into the ballgame. Here's Combs with it, way outside with a deep shot. Three-pointer, no good. The rebound off the hands of the Alton Comets goes out of bounds. Emma Transom says, I couldn't get my hands on it fast enough. That thing rocketed off the front of the rim. Hit her on the knee and bounced out of bounds. And they inbound the ball under the bucket to the Couch Indians. Got it to Chloe Combs. Rebounded by Alton on the miss. And all the way down the floor goes Haddock, and she lost it out of bounds. Got in some traffic and couldn't hang on. The ball goes off her hands. It'll be Couch Lady Indian ball. 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Alton Lady Comets looking for their 14th win of the season. Already, here's Brooks, right corner for Couch, beating it out front. Ball is going to be stolen by Jaylee Reese. Jaylee driving up the floor, has the ball poked away from behind. Warren picks up the loose ball and scores. Tracy Warren with her second bucket. She's got 4 points for the game. Not a good bench scoring for the Alton Lady Comets tonight. The Lady Comets have hung 79 points on the scoreboard. We've still got 3.5 minutes to go. And here's another steal. This one, Gracie Warren, got the ball out to Lily Haddock. Lily Haddock all the way down the floor. Going to get fouled on the layup. She'll go to the line and shoot free throws. Foul is going to be on number 25, I believe. Yes, it is. That is Mariah Brooks. The Couch will be her third. And going to the free throw line, number 23, Lily Haddock. Haddock has scored 7 points in the game. Make it 8 as she hits the free throw. Still 3 minutes to go. Under a running clock. Haddock would love to get double figures before this big crowd. Second free throw is no good. I think Trantham probably would love to get double figures as well. They both have 8. And the rebound off the missed free throw goes out of bounds. So Couch has got it with 2:40 to play. Lady Indians, Chloe Combs brings it to the top of the key. Looking to swing it to the left. Now gives it to the right for Brooks. Brooks backs it out. Looking to go on the right side wing. Now back to the left-hand dribble. Circles around the top of the key. Swings it over to the right wing. To Combs. Back to Brooks. Looking inside. Nobody open. That'll give it over to Fabrizio. Fabrizio back to Dubois. Dubois on the wing. Got it in the corner. To Combs for 3. That one's good. Chloe Combs with a 3-pointer. She's got 13 in the game for Couch. That makes it 80-31. 2 minutes to go. Alton with it. Gracie Warren, right side wing, outside. Long 3-point shot for Jaylee Reese is no good. And the rebound goes off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets and out of bounds. Couch will come the other way with just under 2 minutes to go. Trailing by 49 points. 80-31. Brooks, right side wing, takes it all the way to the top of the key on the dribble drive, pulls it up, feeds off to Chloe Combs. Combs into the free throw circle with the dribble, kicks it outside to Fabrizio. Fabrizio pulls up on the left elbow, feeds it over to Brooks. Brooks trying to get it in the middle, ball stolen by Jaylee Reese. Jaylee will just take her time getting up the floor. Now long pass down inside, shot is up and no good for Haddock. And we get a hell ball on the rebound, and it belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. Haddock trying to get it up and in. That would have given her 10 points in the game. And now Couch running some new players in and out. Number 2 back in there, Riley Holmes. Dubois checks out. And Warren will inbound the ball for the Lady Comets. Got it to Jaylee Reese in the corner. Down inside to number 12, Green, and she traveled. Green travel with the ball, so the Lady Countess turn it over with 45 seconds to count. Just about ready to put this one in the book. But you want to stay tuned. Alton Comets, Couch Indians, Varsity Boys coming up in just a few minutes. It's Chloe Combs with a long shot for Couch. No good. It'll go out of bounds. That could just about do it. Down to 25 seconds to go. Alton will inbound the ball. Jaylee Reese to Gracie Warren. And a big crowd has seen the All-Lady Comets come in and absolutely dominate this one. We'll try and get a word with Coach Shane Benson before we take a break here between ball games. And Alton working the ball around the perimeter. We're going to get a foul on Chloe Combs of Couch. Will be her first, and that will, in effect, end the ballgame. 5 seconds to go. Inbound. And 1 second, and that's going to do it. Alton Lady Comets with a win. 80-31 over the Couch Lady Indians here at the Alton High School Gym. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back to wrap it up for the first half of a doubleheader in just 1 minute. On the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back here at the Alton High School Gym, and they're bringing out the Alton Comet High School basketball team from the 1993-94 season. They're going to be honoring them here. We're not going to say a whole lot here, but recognize a whole bunch of those faces out there. Coach Blake Reese out there on the floor. Wow. I know all those guys. And boy, that was a good team, wasn't it? They went to the Final Four in, 93-94? They took third place in the state tournament that year. All right, again, to kind of wrap things up here, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to go ahead and wrap this up. And while they're doing this, because I'd like to watch this bit of a program that's going on now, All Lady Comets again with a victory tonight, 80-31 over the Couch Lady Indians. We'll get to more of the particulars in just a moment. All Lady Comet basketball tonight has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Oregon County, Mills Feed in Alton, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, the Fuel Express and the Alton Quick Connection, Monty's Outdoors, and West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have the Varsity Boys Contest, Alton and Couch, and we'll take a break here. We'll be back in, probably about 10 minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sport Network.